This is the commentary for Joseph Heller's Catch 22, Chapter 7, page 61 through 63. I chose this passage, first of all, because I thought it was hilarious and I couldn't stop laughing when I was trying to do the reading for it. It has the dry sense of humor sort of reminiscent of an airplane movie and displays the ultimate irony of the Catch 22. The dialogue between Milo and Yossarian seems like two old people talking at each other, kind of choosing what they care to respond to, and going off on their own tangents and providing a hilarious dialogue. Even outside of the dialogue seems to be a disjoint stream of consciousness narrative. At times it seems that it's only connected by an expression, such as, "What's this?" which we see twice in the part that I read and once before where I didn't read, and it's used in totally separate situations, not having anything to do with one another. We also have these sentences in the dialogue between Yossarian and Milo, which, taken out of context, make no sense whatsoever. For example, Milo says, "Now I see, but I still don't think I understand." And in reference to his disease, Yossarian says, "A good Garnet Fleshecker syndrome is hard to come by, and I don't want to ruin mine. That's why I never eat any fruit." And nobody would actually talk about a disease this way, which is why it's so ridiculous and doesn't make any sense. This would mean that they are indeed crazy and should indeed be discharged, but yet they're all trying to avoid the war, so they can't possibly be crazy. We have this dichotomy of sanity and insanity, which, though seemingly mutually exclusive, actually do coexist in the novel. I think that's the entire idea behind the Catch-22. This actually reminds me a lot of the Philip Roth novel. There's the, first of all, the split between believing Amy or Anne's story and not believing it, thinking that she's crazy or just making it up. And then the split between being a good author and a respectful Jew to your community that Nathan faces. We had our discussion in class, the two camps, one for the artist in Nathan and one for the respectful to your community Jew for Nathan, though we concluded at the end that both of these can coexist. I'm finding the same idea here in Catch-22, that sanity and insanity both can coexist, even though by definition they seem to be opposites. The reader can see these seemingly ridiculous conversations, which, taken out of context, have no meaning whatsoever, completely just insane, actually do make perfect sense when you look at the dialogue between the two very carefully. Yossarian's plan of staying in the medical ward is extremely rational based on his goals. He wants to live longer. He says he does boring work so that time goes by more slowly so that it seems like he's living longer. And so, to that end of living longer, he avoids the dangerous missions at any cost. Now, because of the Catch-22, because there's no possible way for him to get out of the missions, and there's no possible way to declare himself insane, he resorts to these methods, which are perfectly rational, of doing anything he can to stay in the medical ward. This means not eating fruit, because fruit will improve his condition, will allow doctors to cure him, and will allow him to be perfectly healthy again, so that he can perform the missions. Yes, it may seem ridiculous to do the things that he does and say the things that he says, but then it actually is a perfect means to his end of wanting to live longer. I really like the way that Heller plays out this dichotomy of sanity and insanity in the conversation between Milo and Yossarian. He really plays out both sides in the things that they say and do. It sort of begs the question, if Yossarian is crazy, why is he doing all these rational things to get to his goal of living longer, thus maintaining the question of sanity and insanity and perpetuating it and allowing both to coexist?